Hare Krishna. In the run-up of the most merciful appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are continuing with the different classes regarding different aspects of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And with this mood, I wanted to sing one song. Please excuse, I'm not a very good singer like Nimesh is. And this particular song, in some traditions of Gaudiya, is actually also considered as the Maha Mantra. When Lord Chaitanya was performing his Sankirtan at Shiva's Thakur's house, there was two mantras Lord Chaitanya would chant through the night. One, of course, we know it's the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And there was also another Maha Mantra, although we don't so much say it, but if you study a little bit, and it's actually a Shastric evidence is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is also considered a Maha Mantra, and is always dancing on the lips of Mahaprabhu wherever he travels. So some of you might know it. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kishavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kishavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kishavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita. Hari Guru Vaishnav Bhagavat Gita. Hari Guru Vaishnav Bhagavat Gita. Shri Rup Sanatan Bhata Raghunath. Shri Rup Sanatana Bhata Raghunath. Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath. Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kishavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madana Moha Giridhari Gopinath Madana Moha Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. It should be also mentioned that the prayers we just chanted, only the first two verses are the ones that Lord Chaitanya used to sing. The other verses were added later on by Narottam Das Thakur. So only the first two verses are the ones that Lord Chaitanya sang. So today's theme, leading up to Lord Chaitanya's appearance, which is on a Thursday, we talked about Hari Das Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So these are all very, very close associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And today I've been asked to talk about Govinda. Govinda was a personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this verse explains a little bit about Govinda. So, as you probably notice, my meter and tune and singing is not so great, so you have to kind of bear with me. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, there's no purport, but I'll try and give a little bit of explanation. Govinda cared for the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas Kaishvara went in front of the Lord where he went to see Jagannath in the temple. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnanam Jnana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachyade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadaya Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So asking the Vaishnava's permission to say a few words, don't feel particularly qualified to sit here, but somehow or another the Vaishnavas have asked me to say something. So we all know that when the Lord descends, he just doesn't come on his own. He travels with this entourage. We have experience in our own life. Whenever we want to go somewhere, whenever we go on an outing, if we go on our own, it's nice, but if we're in association with friends or family, then the rasa increases. The nectar or the fun increases. So in the same way, whenever the Lord descends, either as Lord Ram, either as Krishna. He always asks his close associates to descend to help him with his different pastimes. So when Lord Chaitanya descended, we know that Lord Nityananda came. We know that Srivas Thakur came, Gadadhar Pandit, Advaita Acharya. And there are descriptions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of all different associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Govinda, he is also one of the close associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The different branches of the Chaitanya trunk, Lord Chaitanya is the main trunk. Then as the trunk spreads, then there are different devotees who represent Lord Chaitanya. So anyone knows what number Govinda is? So he is 19th. So 19th is quite high up there. We all like to be very, very close to somebody who's very, very important. I remember when I was a kid, there was a show that was called Top of the Pops. So if you made it in the top 30, then you are considered you've made it. So it seems like Govinda's made it there. That is in the top 30 of Lord Chaitanya's close associates. So each different associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had different rasas or different relationship with Lord Chaitanya. We know Swarup Damada was taking care of the Lord by reciting different esoteric verses to help in the mood of Lord Chaitanya. We know that Ramananda Roy was also in that same category. It is said that Lord Chaitanya got initiated by Ishwarapuri and then also by Keshava Bharati. Took sannyas, and it explains that with Ramananda Roy, he took the Raga Nuga initiation, the spontaneous love for Krishna. So this was the close associate. And Govinda Prabhu, he is in charge of looking after the Lord's transcendental body. What an amazing service. I don't know about you, but whenever I read personal accounts of servants of Srila Prabhupada, Harisori, Shruti Kirti, Upendra, and when they massage Srila Prabhupada, you've seen the pictures, they cook for Prabhupada, it's sometimes you feel, I wish I could also be there. But obviously, it's not possible. So Govinda had that fortunate position that he used to take care of the Lord's personal needs. So Govinda, it is explained that he is actually also a disciple of Ishwarapuri, which makes Lord Chaitanya what? God brother. So generally it is considered in the Vaishnava etiquette that when you have a God brother, you don't take service from them. That is the general kind of Vaishnava etiquette. God brothers are friendly, they exchange realization, they're very, very friendly on terms. But generally, you don't accept service from them. From the junior, you can. So when Govinda, he came to Jagannath Puri, he came under the instructions of his spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. When he was passing away, he said, now I want you to go to Jagannath Puri and I want you to be the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is explained that he traveled all the way to Jagannath Puri, wherever he came from, and he approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very reluctant to accept service. And generally, as I was explaining, this is the mood of a Vaishnava. We don't want anyone to serve us. We want to serve others. We get embarrassed when people touch us, especially when you're going out preaching. People are always touching your feet. People are offering you different respects. People are giving you all sorts of gifts. So it's a bit embarrassing. So this is the way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt, that he didn't want to accept, and particularly because Govinda was his god brother. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, he's a very nice devotee here, he wants to render service, I don't want to accept any service. So then he decided to ask Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya what his opinion was. So sometimes when we come in a dilemma, sometimes when we come on a crossroads, sometimes we don't know what the right answer is. So Lord Chaitanya, we take example from him that we ask somebody else. We can ask the guru, we can ask another Vaishnava, or we can take a little shelter from the scriptures. And if we're sincere, one of these three, or all of these three, will help us to guide us if we're in some kind of dilemma or in some kind of difficult situation. So Lord Chaitanya was in dilemma. He didn't want to accept any service. Ishwarapuri personally told Govinda to come. Ishwarapuri is the spiritual master. So when the spiritual master ordains something, you have to follow. So he asked a very senior Vaishnava, Sarva Bhauma. And then Sarva Bhauma said, because this is the desire of your spiritual master, you have to accept this as your spiritual master's wishes. So having taken advice of Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed. So Govinda was in charge of bringing the prasadam to Lord Chaitanya. And then after the prasadam that Lord Chaitanya took, it was Govinda's service to give it to others. Normally when we get Maha prasadam, it's such a rare honor. If you ever had the opportunity to get some Maha prasadam, it's such a wonderful, potent, transcendental prasadam that can really help one in spiritual life. So then, rather than just hoarding it himself, Govinda was very benevolent that he would distribute it to others. So this is a mood of Govinda, that although he was personally there with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had the Maha Prasadam of Lord Chaitanya, he wouldn't hoard it for himself. He wouldn't keep it for himself. He would distribute it. He would give it to Raghunath Das Bhatta. He would give it to Sanatan Goswami. Whoever was there, Jagannath Puri, would get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya would perform his Sankirtan. He would dance in ecstasy. And then, of course, the kirtans would just go on for hour after hour after hour. Our time is a little limited. As much as Nimesh was singing very nicely, we were hoping to just go and enjoy the wonderful kirtan. But we are a little constrained with time. But Lord Chaitanya, he would just chant. And sometimes he would explain that he would chant for 8 hours the same tune. How about that? I know there's one Sankirtan Kirtan devotee. He was slightly criticized for sticking to the same mantra for 5 hours. But here we see Lord Chaitanya sticking to the same mantra for tune for 8 hours. So after Lord Chaitanya performed the Sankirtan, then he would go to Gambira. That's where Lord Chaitanya was staying. And then in the Gambira, Govinda would feed Lord Chaitanya. Then Lord Chaitanya, after taking prasadam, after dancing, what comes next? A little siesta would really help, isn't it? So that's the tradition in some of these hot countries, that you would get up very, very early in the morning when it's not so hot. And Lord Chaitanya would take his Sankirtan party, he would go chanting. And then when it gets really, really hot in the afternoon, you get that well-deserved rest. And especially after eating prasadam, you start to knock off, or even in the Bhagavatam class. And then Lord Chaitanya will lie down. No offense, Prabhu. So it's a sign of a good speaker if you can put a devotee to sleep. So Lord Chaitanya would just lie down and take rest. So on this one particular occasion, after Lord Chaitanya took prasadam, he fell asleep straight away, and he fell asleep in the doorway. So when Lord Chaitanya was lying there in the doorway, when Govinda went to clean up, then when he came back, and the tradition was that after Lord Chaitanya would take prasad, he would rest, then Govinda would massage Lord Chaitanya's transcendental body. And if you've had a massage, it's a nice experience, and it relieves you of all the fatigue, all the tiredness, and then it puts you to sleep. So Lord Chaitanya was so tired on this particular day, he just lied down there and he just was going into slumber. So then Govinda was in the doorway, and then he was thinking, how can I get inside the Gambira when the Lord is lying there in front of the doorway? So traditionally, it is considered that we should not step over another Vaishnava. It is not good etiquette. So what should Govinda do? He had his service to perform to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he didn't want to step over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because that is considered a great offense. So then, what is greater, service or an offense? What do you think? Any answers, any considerations? What's more greater, service or an offense? Service. And this is Govinda's mood. So what he did, he got his cloth and he placed it on Lord Chaitanya's body, part where he was going to step over, and then he began to massage Lord Chaitanya. He asked the Lord first, before he stepped over, "My Lord, please move." And the Lord said, "I cannot move, I am tired." And then again Govinda asked, "Please move, I want to perform my seva." And then the Lord said, "I am too tired, I cannot move. You do what you want to do." And then Govinda decided that I'll step over the Lord and perform my service. Then afterwards, the Lord woke up and he saw Govinda in the corner and he saw some prasadam that he was just waiting there and he hadn't taken his prasadam. So then Lord Chaitanya said, "Govinda, why are you still sitting here? Why have you not taken your prasadam?" And then Govinda replied, "My dear Lord, you were lying in front of the door and I couldn't pass." And then Lord Chaitanya said, "But how did you come into the Gambira to massage my feet?" He said, "Oh, I stepped over." And then Lord Chaitanya was thinking and he says, "Why did you not step over?" He said, "That is an offense. I cannot step over your transcendental body." But he said, "You stepped over me anyway. What are you talking about?" He said, "I stepped over to perform seva for you. But for myself, for my belly, for my tongue, I don't want to create any offense." So this was the mood of Sri Govinda Prabhu. So then, in this way, by performing his seva, he got the blessings and the mercy. So in our Krishna consciousness, seva, the mood of serving, is very, very, very important. And this is actually the mood we have to imbibe in our Krishna consciousness. And the scriptures are littered with so many examples of different Vaishnavas and devotees performing seva and getting the mercy, getting realizations. So, Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. So, anyone can tell me someone by performing seva that they got the mercy or attained self-realization? I'll give you an example just to get things going. Narada Muni, when he was the son of a maidservant, and when the Bhaktivedantas, they came to his place, then he performed seva for them. He presented prasadam, he looked after them, and then in this way, by taking the remnants, performing this seva, as we know, he became Narada Muni. So, seva is very, very, very important. So, what other examples do we have in the scriptures of seva? Anyone? That's right. We had that example the other day on Sunday. Just by that seva attitude of Prahlad Maharaj, even though he wanted to enjoy, he got the chance to be Prahlad. Any other? What about Srila Prabhupada? The seva he performed for his own spiritual master. I know we say it again and again and again. We hear it again and again. But Srila Prabhupada, he put all his difficulties on the side, all his personal whatever he had, just to serve his spiritual master. Because his spiritual master wanted that this Krishna consciousness be spread. And because of that amazing seva attitude Srila Prabhupada had to serve his guru, then ultimately Krishna blessed him that we are now all here because of that incredible seva that Srila Prabhupada had towards his spiritual master. Any other examples anyone can have? Seva? Come on, Pandits, you should know. Srinivas Prabhu? Yeah? The seva to the deities, that's right. So when we perform seva for the deities, I know it's very hard, but when we cook, we try and learn how to cook for Krishna, what Krishna wants, what Krishna likes, what his tastes are. So in this way, by performing this seva, then we can become Krishna conscious. So there's so many examples, but why is seva, why is service so important in our Krishna consciousness? Why is so much emphasis given on seva? Because Sri Krishna Bhagavan himself, in his own words, said this. So this is what Krishna said about seva in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Chapter 6, 23. So this is what Krishna has to say about seva. By service of the absolute truth, even for a few days, a devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence in me. Consequently, he goes on to become my associate in the spiritual world. So, of course, the absolute truth is Krishna. And then Krishna himself says that if we perform this service to Krishna, to the absolute truth, even for a little while, it doesn't have to be your lifetime. It doesn't have to be for a long time. Here Krishna says, even for a few days, if you perform a little seva, then one can attain firm, fixed intelligence, and consequently, he goes to the abode of Krishna. So this is the power of seva. Now, when we talk about service, what is the criterion of service? So Prabhupada explains in the scriptures, what do you think is the criterion? We know about seva, but what is the way for it to have the most effective way that we can perform this seva? Anyone know? Sorry? Selfless. So Prabhupada explains in this lecture that the way the seva can have the most effect when you render it, it has to be done under the understanding of submission. Submission is the key to your seva. If you're not submissive, if you're not doing it in the right attitude, we could be doing seva for many, many lifetimes, but it'll have no effect. So submission, Srila Prabhupada explains, is the key ingredient in executing one's Krishna consciousness. And we see that Govinda, he had that submissive mood. Why? Because even though he was the god brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he still put himself in a submissive position to serve the Lord. Advaita Acharya, although he was senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was more in the submissive mood. And Lord Chaitanya would get very angry at Advaita, because he would always see Advaita as a senior, but Advaita would always see himself as a junior. Same with Lord Nityananda. Even though Lord Nityananda is senior, still he always considers himself the servant. He always was in the submission mood. So this is the way we should execute our seva, that we should be in a submissive mood. It's not like if Prayojana says, hey Prabhu, there's no one to clean something, can you help? Oh, I'll do it, you know. That's not the mood. Although it might be a little inconvenient, although it's not part of something that, you know, we've been, you know, if we've been asked to do it, if it's done in that submissive mood, then it will fructify. So, this is the key ingredient in performing our devotional service. Now, when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What is the meaning of this? When we chant this mantra, what is the meaning of this? Engage me in your service. So think about it. For 2 hours, we are chanting. We are asking the Lord to please allow us to perform some service. If we're chanting very, very sincere. And this is what we're asking the Lord. But if seva comes our way, will we accept it? If someone says, Prabhu, this needs to be done, would you do it? Or would you say, oh, Haribol, Prabhu, I got this, that, and the next thing to do, sorry. So on the one hand, we ask in the Lord, please give us seva, seva. And because you're sincerely chanting, someone else says, Prabhu, can you do it? What are you going to do? I'll leave that for you to think about. So, because we live in such a fast-paced world, nowadays we got so many things to do, that when seva is asked upon us, we're not always willing to perform seva. We're sometimes just happy just the way we are. But to get the real blessing, then we have to go outside of our comfort zone. We're all happy to be in a certain comfort zone. We're all happy to execute Krishna consciousness in the way we are accustomed to, in the way we've been told to, in the way our service is delegated to us. But try, at least leading up to Gopanim, step outside of that comfort zone. Do something a little extra. And especially Lord Chaitanya is known as Kripalu. When you make that extra endeavor, and when you step outside of that, then the Lord becomes very, very happy. Because ultimately, life, Srila Prabhupada explains, I was listening to this Gopanim lecture, and Prabhupada says, life means sacrifice. Life means sacrifice. So when we execute our life, we have to sacrifice to one thing or another. Either we have to sacrifice our time, we have to sacrifice for our work, we have to sacrifice for our family, we have to sacrifice for one thing or another. So for seva to have its full impact on us, we have to sacrifice part of our life. And what is that which is very, very, very important to us in our life? Time. Time, I am destroyer of the three worlds. So although some people think, yeah, money is the most important thing. Money, if you lose it, you can always get it back. But if you lose your time, you cannot get that back. No matter what you have. There was this one Bengali actor, I forget his name, but he was not a very, very kind of famous actor. But as karma would have it, he would try and become, you know, a famous actor. And then for some reason, his karma just struck gold. And he became very, very popular. Became a big Bengali film actor. So, and then of course, when you become famous, what comes with that? What's that? Name, fame, distinction, adoration, and plenty of money. So then he was Mr. Nobody, and then he became somebody. And then when you have all this, so many kind of things thrown at you, you become really bewildered by it. Especially if it just comes all of a sudden. So this person, he just got all this wealth so much, he became so intoxicated by it, he just didn't know how to deal with it. So then he hit the bottle. He kept on drinking and drinking and drinking. And then he drank so much that even though his friend said, calm down, you're going to destroy your health. And then he just was like completely intoxicated by his newfound kind of fame, that he didn't listen to anyone. That's sometimes what fame does to you. You just don't listen. So then eventually he started becoming sick. But the way he would deal with his sickness, he would hit the bottle. At one point his sickness got so bad that his friends had to literally carry him to the doctor. So then took him to the Ayurvedic doctor, and the Ayurvedic doctor took his pulse. And took his pulse, and he said to this actor that you have 10 minutes to live. True story. He has 10 minutes. And immediately when he was given this piece of information, his mind went on overload. I don't want to die. I got so much to accomplish. Then he started begging to the doctor, please make me live longer. And in this way, he was asking and asking the doctor, I want to stay longer with my family. I got more movies to make. He kept on going on and on and on. And 10 minutes passed and boom, he died there. So he could have used that 10 minutes, if you know, but he didn't use it. And all that wealth he had, whatever, that time is all gone. So time is very, very valuable. Time is very limited. Time that we have, if we use in the service of the Lord Savior, then that will benefit us. So then we understand Govinda was doing Savior. We understand the importance of service. Krishna himself explains. We understand now by chanting Hare Krishna, we want to engage in service. Now, who is the person who gives out service? So we understand, we've come to this understanding, service is important, but who is the person who gives out service? Anyone? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Yeah? Srimati Radharani. That's right. She is in charge of giving seva to Krishna. Although she is very, very, very close to Krishna, although she's always engaged in saving Krishna, her happiness, her true happiness comes when she engages others in the service of Krishna. And this is the right attitude. That although sometimes we are very, very eager, very, very loyal to perform service, especially when it comes in a high-profile service, we all want to be there. But the real attitude, like Srimati Radharani has, is we have to give it to others. Gopi, Bata, Pada, Kamalaya, Dasu, and Adasu, and Adasa. And that is the mood of a devotee. That although we want to perform service, although we want to perform devotional service, but we want to perform devotional service, those who are actually performing devotional service. And in this attitude, in this way, then, as explained over here, then Krishna gives us the intelligence, the buddhi, by which we can serve him. So this is the mood that Govinda had. And whatever inconvenience was there for him, he would take it upon himself, as we saw in that Leela. But he was willing to serve the Lord in whatever capacity he could. So Gopanim is coming very, very closely. It's a very, very important date in the Vaishnava calendar. In fact, our calendar is marked at the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we all know, I don't have to tell you, that Lord Chaitanya only comes once in the life of Lord Brahma. And how fortunate, how lucky we are that only 500 years ago that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So just like when you see the sun rising, you see the daylight, but sometimes when the daylight comes, you don't actually see the sun. You see the effects of the sun. So although Lord Chaitanya came only 500 years ago, we can still all feel the effect of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you've been fortunate enough to go to Gambira, where Govinda performed his seva, where he had his wonderful pastimes, you can see the sandals where Lord Chaitanya wore. You can see the kamandalu that Lord Chaitanya had, and he bathed, and he took to South India. So all these relics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are there for us to get the mercy. So in the next few days, we can try and pray to Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratizve Namo Namaha. And in fact, I was doing a little research. I explained about the two mantras which are important. But for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this mantra is also very, very important for us. So, the Lord is very kind. The Lord is very, very merciful. The Lord is not some mean guy sitting on the clouds chucking thunderbolts at us. The more we perform seva, the more we go out of our way to perform seva for the devotees, then the Lord will be very, very happy with us. And we can really, really have the Lord event in our lives. We can have the Lord come and appear. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he surrendered after Lord Chaitanya defeated him, the Lord appeared to him in the sad bhuj form. Because he was a Mayavadi, when Gopinath was telling him that this is Lord Chaitanya, he wouldn't have it. No, 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 he's a nice person, but he's definitely not God, he's definitely not divine. But after Lord Chaitanya defeated him, then especially with the Atmarama verse, he was completely baffled. And the Lord revealed himself. So if we are sincere, the Lord will reveal himself. Srila Prabhupada told Tipperary that if you perform this seva, book distribution, that one day, when you turn around, you will see Gonitai. You will see Lord Chaitanya. So any seva we do, then if we perform it sincerely, then one day the Lord will reveal himself to us. And I'm sure this is what we all want in our Krishna consciousness. I'm sure we would all love to see Gonitai. And the Lord will help us, reward us accordingly how we surrender unto him. So thank you very much. And thank you for your time.